and they are sitting down now talking about, my God had an affair with Mary Magdalene. Praise God, that's the worst of it. I thank God for a thing called a remote control, because when I'm going through the television and I stop and I see that mess, praise God, well, don't you know that he must have had a click up, click up, because he was the truth. Praise God. The Hebrew writer says, praise God, that but he was tempted at all points, just like you and I. But it says that he had no sin. Praise God. So that lets me know that he was the truth. Praise God. He is the truth. Praise God. And he will forever be the truth. You see, the truth is a valuable commodity in our world today, because we live in a time when men desperately needs a true standard, praise God, to live by. Oh yes, we have science. Oh yes, we have mathematics. Oh yes, we have music, and we have other disciplines, praise God, of the world. But these only offer a standard, praise God, that is not helpful for our moral and our spiritual growth. The only standard that we have that will help our moral and our spiritual growth is the truth that's in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, many people may teach the truth. Praise God. Not only one person, praise God, they may teach the truth, but that was only one person that I know who lived the truth. Praise God. And let me tell you something. And his name was Jesus. Jesus Christ is the communicator of the truth. He himself is the person, and his life, praise God, makes things perfectly clear through his life that he lived. Hallelujah. He was the one that said, praise God, I'll make you the head and not the tail. And let me tell you something, that's the truth. Praise God. He's the one that said that I will give you power, praise God, to overcome the things of this world. And those are the truth. Praise God. And he lived the truth. And he was the embodiment of the truth. Praise God. He said in his word in John the 5th chapter and verse 24, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
You just don't know how good it is. Let me put it like this. I wonder, do you know how good it is to know the Lord? It's good to know the Lord. Why don't you just do this with me, share this with me? Why don't you just, the individual that's next to you, why don't you just reach over there and just tell them, says, it's good to know the Lord. Come on, tell them again. Say, it's good to know the Lord. Tell them one more time. It's good to know the Lord. It's just good to know him. It's just good to know him. I don't care what your circumstance, what your situation is. It's just good to know the Lord. Knowing the Lord makes all of the difference.
So glad.
Knowing the Lord makes the difference. We give honor to God this morning and to all of you that are present this morning. Let me say this just before I get into what I want to talk about this morning. And I'm going to pray. Little sister Shelly that was sitting there really going through a struggle. And if you want somebody to pray for, you know, you want to know somebody to pray for, you pray for her. She don't share a whole lot, but she's going through a real struggle. And we brothers and sisters. And when you suffer, we suffer. Amen. When it's all in her time of trouble, then we want to pray for her in her time of trouble, ask God to relieve her of her trouble and to fix her condition and help her in her situation and give her wisdom and understanding in the things that she's going through. Amen. Your day might come. It don't have to be the same thing, but to you, when your day comes, to you it's just as bad as anybody else's day. So is your head bowed with us. Father, in Jesus' name today, we thank you. We thank you, God, because we realize today, God, that you're everywhere and in every place. And we realize today, God, that you can do all things. There is no failure in you. And we realize also, God, that our troubles makes us stronger. We don't understand them, God, but you said, as you told the Apostle Paul, your grace is sufficient. Now, God, we ask, Lord, today that you would give Sister Shelly the grace that she needs to go through this situation that she's dealing with right now. Father, we ask that you would give her wisdom and understanding, God, how to deal with whatever the problem is. In the name of Jesus, we know, God, that you're a healer of a body. Touch a mind, a soul, a body, Lord. The trouble, the things that she's going through in her body, God. We pray, God, that her blood be regulated, God. The things would just turn around in the name of Jesus. God, you made our bodies, and you know everything about our bodies. You're the healer of our bodies, and we present our bodies unto you. Thank you, God, for others that are sick, others that are studying, Lord, others that are grieving, others that are going through, God. We ask you, God, that you would just strengthen them right now. Bless our visitors, Lord, and our friends that are here today. Lord, we ask today that you give us a word, Lord, that would minister unto your people. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins. Blot out our transgressions. Restore joy. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen and amen and amen. I'm going to attempt this morning, and I said attempt this morning, to deal with a passage of scripture that I don't know if I've dealt with before, but it's in Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. Daniel is always a difficult book to deal with, but I don't want to deal with the prophecies of Daniel. I just want to deal with that. I want to pick out some words. I just want to pick out a few words in this book. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to try to do the whole book. I'm not going to try to do all of the prophecies and all of that. There's a couple of words in this passage of Daniel that I want to deal with this morning that I think is relevant to what we are dealing with in today's time. I just want to deal with several things. Daniel chapter 12, it's verses 1 through 10, but I don't think I'm going to read all of those verses. They're long verses. But I can get what I want to talk to you about out of just a few verses in there, verses 1 and 2. My theme, what I want to talk about this morning, is going to come out of verse 1. Daniel is dealing with the prophecy of the end times. He's dealing with the end time prophecy. And I don't want to get into all of that. Now, I know we people have been saying we're living in the end times. I believe we are living in the end times. And if you look at what's going on today, it would just let you know that something's going on. If we're not living in the end times, we sure living in dangerous times. If it's not end times, it's so dangerous time. For the reading of the word this morning, Daniel chapter 12, starting at verse 1, reading from the New King James. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And thou shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to this time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth
shall awaken, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro. Knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on the riverbank and the other on the riverbank, on the other riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the final fulfillment of these wonders be? Let me jump down to verse 9 and 10. You can read the rest of it. And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the end of time. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Lord, bless your word today. I want to talk today and try to use this little theme today, or subject, or whatever, living in troubled times. Say that with me, living in troubled times. Let's say it again, living in troubled times. We are living in troubled times. All you have to do is look at the TV, listen to the radio, look up and down your streets and around your neighborhood, at your school campuses, and you will realize that we are living in troubled times. I'm not going to do this this morning, you know, I'm going to do this differently. But I want you to just, I want to deal with that word living in troubled times. That's where I want to stay at this morning, try to stay there. There's some certain things that sticks out while we're living in troubled time. First of all, in troubled time, there's always some tough times. Tough times and troubled times goes together. So we're living in troubled times, but in the midst of the troubled time is the tough times. Yes, sir. Why would you say we're living in tough times? Tough times are, look at the economy. Look at people being laid off. Look at the struggle that people are having. Look at the money. It's not a shortage of money, but the folks that got the money is not releasing the money. And you that have money are not wise in spending your money. I can go there too. Oh, bless the name. I'm going to have to, this is going to get tough this morning, but y'all just buckle your seatbelts and hold on real tight. And I ought to stir some of you up till you do better. You got to do better. See, you're not progressing until you do better. See, the doctor, when you go to the doctor, you got a cold, he got to give you some antibiotics, and some of that stuff is nasty. It tastes bad. But what? Eventually, if you take it according to the way it is prescribed, it will make you feel better. And sometimes they give you a shot. The shot hurt worse than the condition. Had a friend of mine the other day said he had to go to the dentist. He had to go to the dentist to get a tooth pulled. Said that the dentist gave him that shot, and she gave him that, you know, got that big old needle, gave him that shot. And then she took that thing and poked around his mouth and said, do you feel it? He said, yeah, I feel it. Said she gave him another shot. And he said, then she poked around, gave him a few minutes, and he poked around, and he said he didn't feel nothing. But when she got ready to pull, when she started pulling the teeth, she pulled and pulled so hard until she couldn't get it. She got up on his chest. Said it looked like he was pulling his neck off. But then he said she had to go back. Do you need some help? All right. But he said she had to go back and look at the x-ray and see how the root was on that teeth. So that she could pull the way opposite way of the way the root was in there, because the way she was pulling, she wasn't doing nothing but just stretching his neck.